following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I was reading in John chapter 4, at the end of the chapter, there Jesus has this interaction with this nobleman, where the nobleman had traveled up from Capernaum to Cana. If you remember, that's where Jesus turned the water into wine. And he came up there to get Jesus to heal his son. And any parent can understand the urgency with that situation, right? But this guy's a nobleman. I'm imagining that he's used to calling people to see him rather than going to see people. But I just want to let you know, if you have a sick child, you're going to do whatever it takes. So he goes up this 20 miles away, day trip, finds Jesus and asks him to come and heal his son. And Jesus kind of blows him off. He says, "Oh, you people, y'all need a sign." Now, I think that was a comment to the people of that time in general, right? Jesus would do miracles, and then they wouldn't believe. They'd just say, "Well, show me something. Show us a sign. Show us a miracle. Prove who you are." But this nobleman, you know, he doesn't get dissuaded, or he doesn't get, he doesn't lose his confidence, right? He begins to beg the Lord. He's like, "Please come and heal my son." And Jesus says, "Go your way, your son is well." And you know, this nobleman believes him because he turns and leaves. He wanted Jesus to go with him the 20 miles to heal his son. But Jesus says, "Go your way, your son is made well," right? And so he turns and leaves. And I'm wondering, that day trip back down to Capernaum, because he left feeling like Jesus heard my prayer. Jesus answered my prayer, right? Jesus healed my son. But I wonder if he started to doubt as he started heading back down to Capernaum. That, you know, maybe just Jesus just blew me off. Maybe Jesus doesn't even like noblemen. He hangs around with tax collectors and sinners. He probably doesn't even like me. So, you know, I picture this doubt that begins to creep into his life. But, you know, before he even gets to his house, in fact, in this story, the nobleman never sees his son. I'm sure that he did see his son. I'm sure there was a homecoming. I'm sure there was that rejoicing when he saw his son whole. But in the story, you don't read about him seeing his son. What you hear about is him on the way down, he runs into his servants, and his servants go tell him, "Your son is healed." And he's like, "When did this happen?" "Yesterday at this time." And so he knew it was at the exact time that Jesus said, "Go your way, your son is well." Now, I think about that. I think, you know, there's so many of us that we can begin to doubt our salvation. We're on the road. We haven't got to heaven yet. When we get there, we know there's going to be rejoicing. Maybe in our lives, in your life, doubts kind of started to creep in. Doubts kind of started to, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe this whole thing was just an emotional thing. But I just want to let you know that God sent me here to talk to you, to tell you that your salvation is secure. You are well, just like those servants gave him the good news about his son. I want to give you the good news about our Savior, Jesus Christ. He has made you well. He has healed the sickness of sin. He's forgiven your sin if you're a Christian today. So walk in confidence in that. Now, we're going to start something new here today. This is going to be a little Devo with homework. So get your pencil and paper ready, because I need you to write this down. This is going to be a two-parter. So you need to write this down. I need to know, who else did Jesus heal without actually being there? In fact, this person said Jesus didn't even have to come. So what's your answer? I need you to write it down there, right? Write down your answer. So who was it? Who was the other person that Jesus healed without being there? So this has been Dwight with Refuge Daily. Go in peace. Go in the security that knowing that your salvation is in Christ Jesus. Not based on my word, not based on your feeling, not based on emotion, but based on the word of God. You know, this last weekend, Pastor Bill said something that really resonated with me. It says, death was not the gateway to heaven, but trust in Jesus Christ is. So continue to put your trust in him because he cares for you and he loves you. All right? So be well and be blessed and do your homework. All right. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.